From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 10 years ago, North Carolina made a huge commitment to raise the quality of life for the state's youngest children. The initiative, called Smart Start, has become a model for how states can give children a better chance at educational opportunity from the earliest age. In its first decade, the program has helped tens of thousands of very young children, addressing needs that extend far beyond the classroom or daycare center. NPR's Rachel Jones went to North Carolina, and she has this report.
One early winter morning about 12 years ago, former Governor Jim Hunt went for a walk near his cattle farm in Wilson, North Carolina. He had just started thinking about running for governor again. Hunt says he had climbed a hill and made a turn in the road when he came across the inspiration for Smart Start.
As I made that turn, there was a little shack up on the left that a very poor family lived in. And I noticed a little baby coming out with a bottle trying to suck out some milk, and the bottle was already long past empty. And you could tell, here's this child in the dead of winter. And I says, now that's the child right there that we need to be helping. If we don't do something to help that child, not 5 years from now when he gets to school, but right now, we will never be successful.
Hunt did run for governor in the fall of 1992 and won. He quickly announced his plans for what came to be called Smart Start. He pushed through legislation granting $20 million to give counties the chance to start developing plans for helping their youngest children. Smart Start differs from programs like Head Start, which is based in the classroom and is exclusively for poor children. All children can participate in Smart Start, though 30% of its funding must go for daycare subsidies to low-income parents. Today, each of North Carolina's 100 counties receive Smart Start funds. For example, that money pays for a program to provide 24-hour child care for emergency workers in Onslow County in eastern North Carolina. Across the state, in Buncombe County, Smart Start pays for health and developmental screenings for thousands of preschoolers. And central Wake County is targeting some of its most vulnerable youngest children.
So how's everybody doing?
Good.
Eating well?
30 miles outside Raleigh in Holly Springs, Cindy Redd has stopped by the home of Aaron and Dan Nowell. She's come to get a look at the couple's twins. Danielle is sitting in her mother's arms, sucking her thumb. Jonathan is nearby in his bouncy chair. The babies look like perfectly healthy, if slightly fussy, five-month-olds with their wispy blonde hair and porcelain blue eyes.
So what's going on here? Look at you with your thumb in your mouth. Oh, my goodness.
But the twins are actually 9 months old, born 12 weeks before their due date and weighing less than 2 pounds each. In their bedroom, a green oxygen tank towers above Jonathan's crib, and both babies have heart monitors. Red is a nurse with Wake Medical Center's Hospital to Home program. She's here today teaching Aaron Nowell some tummy time exercises. 16 years ago, Red gave birth to premature twins at Wake Medical Center, and there were no programs to help her. There weren't until 3 years ago, when Smart Start kicked in with its grant to support terrified parents preparing to bring fragile babies home.
The hospital has known for a long time how nice it would be to have the transition, but was never able to fund it themselves. And so as Smart Start started looking at serving the most at-risk children, it was obvious that the premature babies are some of those most at-risk children.
The timing was perfect for the Nowells. Today, Red wrestles with a fussy Jonathan on the floor, demonstrating ways to strengthen the baby's weak muscles. Aaron Nowell says Hospital to Home has given her the confidence she desperately needed.
Just to have somebody there for you to kind of build you up so you in turn can feel good about what you're doing with your children and you don't feel like a failure. You feel like you're actually contributing and helping your children.
By most accounts, Smart Start has been a huge success. It's provided services to several hundred thousand young children and their families. It's considered a model for how states should provide quality health and educational services to preschool children. And its budget has risen from $20 million to $190 million last year. But Smart Start hasn't always been an easy sell in North Carolina, where some legislators and residents believe government shouldn't be in the child care business. Sam Ellis is a Republican state representative from Raleigh. He objects to the program's swelling budget. He says that money could be better spent elsewhere.
Our state had, at one point, I think about 1,700 families who are waiting to get on the list for services for developmentally delayed children who had profound disabilities. And yet we didn't have the money to spend at the time, I think it was something like $6 million to help clean up this list and get people services. And yet we had money to buy playground equipment for the local Presbyterian church.
But the program supporters say the decisions made by local Smart Start agencies have helped make the program so successful. Those decisions are fueled by what parents say they need. That's especially important for parents seeking help for preschool kids with learning or emotional problems that could derail their formal education before it begins.
Hey, buddy!
Watch out, Mama!
Katie Summers has come to a classroom at the Learning Together Child Care Center in Raleigh. She's here to pick up her 3.5-year-old son, Jackson. He's on the floor in a classroom filled with toys, and he's about to run over his mother's toes with a yellow plastic railroad car.
Is that a farm train, Jackson?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And who's on the train?
There's one sheep on the first train.
Jackson is one of 26 kids in a program called Best Buddies. The program provides group play therapy for 3- and 4-year-olds with serious emotional and behavior problems. Rita Tarago is director of child mental health for Learning Together. She created Best Buddies and says the 1-year-old program was about to end before a Smart Start grant kept it going.
We have a large number of our children are foster care children that just have adjustment disorders and are having a great deal of difficulty just being out of their home, coming from physical abuse, sometimes sexual abuse.
Katie Summer says Jackson's problems are different. They began at around age 1 when he started biting other kids in his playgroup. By age 2, she says he was uncontrollable. A developmental specialist directed her to Best Buddies. After 2 sessions, Summers says Jackson can now use his words when he's angry, and he hugs his playmates instead of kicking and biting.
I have been desperately searching for an environment for my son to get some help and to feel supported and to help him be successful. And I feel like here, you know, he's getting the help that he needs, and hopefully he will be able to be successful when he's ready to go to school.
That's exactly what Jim Hunt hoped for when he created Smart Start 10 years ago. But as successful as it's been, Hunt and others say there's much more to be done. Right now, more than 32,000 North Carolina children are on a waiting list for child care services. Rachel Jones, NPR News.